What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and for today's Tea Time Sesh, Radiant Icons, oh my goodness, I'm so excited I have to sing Radiant Icons, but anyway, anywho, I am so excited and honored and privileged to welcome our very first everyday icon of season 3. You may know her as the host of the Born to Fangirl podcast, or you may know her as Dare to Be Iconic's very own social media intern. Leire is on Dare to Be Iconic today to spill the tea about all the iconicness that is Born to Fangirl, because you know we love fangirling here at Dare to Be Iconic, okay? From one fangirl to another, this Tea Time Sesh was packed with iconicness, and I truly cannot wait for you guys to hear the piping hot tea. But before we get into all of that, Radiant Icons, make sure to connect with me on socials, on Instagram and TikTok. It's at Amanda Policelli _ and at Dare to Be Iconic _. And if you're on LinkedIn, Radiant Icons, you already know what I'm gonna say. Make sure to connect with me on there. It's Amanda Policelli. All of my socials are linked in the show notes below. And since we are speaking of show notes, make sure to secure your very exclusive offer for the holiday season. Because as I mentioned in last week's Tea Time Sesh, we have extended our 2 years, one iconic celebration sale to the end of November so that you can rep your DTBI pride this holiday season. So make sure to secure that deal by clicking the link in the show notes below. Anyway, let's get to the tea, shall we? Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your Tea Time Sesh is starting now. Leire, welcome to Dare to Be Iconic. It's been a long time coming, and I know I say that a lot, but it's really been a long time coming. How are you?
I know. I'm really good. Really happy to be here.
Yes, I'm so excited that you're here so we can spill all the tea about fangirling and your new podcast, Born to Fangirl, which is out right now. So Radiant Icons, make sure to click the show notes below to, you know, make your podcast lineup even more iconic. But before we get into the DTBI essentials, I do have to say, prepping for this Tea Time Sesh was one of my favorites. Because I was like, I have to challenge Leire's essence, her vibe, her energy. And so what better way than to listen to Harry Styles in 5 Seconds of Summer?
Like, you did it so right.
I did. Because you know I'm a One Direction girl. You know I'm a directioner. But I was like, I have to channel her for this Tea Time Sesh. So I just want to let you know I have 5 Seconds of Summer's heartbreak. On the big screen? Is it heartbreak or heartache? I always get confused.
No, I'm confused too, to be honest.
Stop, I'm so sorry.
Like, it's been a long time since I haven't listened to Faisal, so.
No, that's so fair, because they're coming back in their prime, and I know you were here for it, and I love every minute of this for you.
I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. I'm literally so excited for you. But before we go into all of this iconicness that is Born to Fangirl and just fangirling in general, we need to do some DTBI essentials. So what does Dare to Be Iconic mean to you? And how do you dare to be iconic in your everyday life?
Okay, so I think Dare to Be Iconic, for me, it means more like having the courage to show up as myself and like trusting myself, even when it feels like scary or really different, and especially ignoring what others might think or might say. Mm-hmm. So that's also my way of like daring myself to be iconic in every day. I dare myself to be iconic even when I'm doubting myself. I mean, to be honest, I doubt myself all the time.
Girl, you're not alone in that.
Yeah, I know. Even when I'm overthinking, I keep going. I keep showing up. I keep doing content, you know. So it's like, even if I can't, I trust myself and I trust what I can do and what I'm able to do.
Exactly. And like, we've we've spoken a lot. Like, we speak every single day, actually. So let me not even be like, oh, we speak a lot. We speak every single day. We're like in a committed relationship, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, piggying back off of what you said about, you know, trusting yourself is how you dare to be iconic in your everyday life. I feel like that's kind of translated into Born to Fangirl. And correct me if I'm wrong here. And I know you're creating your own path in this world of fandom culture. And I was wondering, what was the moment for you where you realized that you didn't have to wait for the opportunity to create a space like Born to Fangirl? So basically, what inspired you to create what is now the Born to Fangirl podcast?
So the moment, I think, first of all, I'm unemployed. So finding a job has been so hard. And I'm still on the way to find one.
The job market is horrible right now, girl.
Yeah, like, it's horrible. And I think it's horrible everywhere in the world. So I live in Spain. The whole working thing is so difficult right now, especially because I don't have a lot of experience. I'm just 22, so it's normal. But yeah, I'm unemployed and I'm really bored at home. And I was like, I need to do something. But it wasn't until I was talking with you, by the way, that you told me, we were talking about all of this, that how is it so hard to find a job, and how maybe living where I live at the moment, it's, we have a different culture, and not a lot of people aim to have dreams so big. So I was talking with you, I was telling you all of this, and you were the one who told me maybe you need to start creating the opportunities for yourself.
And that, I was like me. That sounds like
And I was like, wait, she's so right. And you know, so that whole unemployment, being bored, and you telling me that, was like, I have an idea. And by that time I was already creating this whole podcast thing, but I think that motivated me.
Exactly, like everything clicked for you. Wow, I actually didn't realize how similar our stories are, to be honest with you, because I was unemployed when I came up with the idea of Dare to Be Iconic, and it was someone that, like, in the same position as I am to you, right? I had someone that was close to me, was like, just do it. Like, you want to do it, just do the damn thing. Make Dare to Be Iconic, even if you don't know what the hell you're doing, just do it. I didn't realize how similar our stories were, but no, I kind of love
maybe that. Being unemployed is the key moment.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Maybe that's the key for everyone. We just have to be unemployed to push ourselves further to do the thing that we want to do. Yeah.
Maybe it's not so bad.
Exactly. Maybe being unemployed is actually like the secret sauce, like the secret little ingredient to making your dreams come true. Maybe we're onto something. I think we're cutting edge, actually. I love it. So, speaking of Born to Fangirl and that coming out of a time where, you know, you're kind of like, oh, what do I do, right? How do I move forward from here? I want to focus on the word fangirl in particular, because as you and I both know, the word fangirl goes so much deeper than just a word that often gets dismissed, particularly in the sport that we're both, like, you know, fangirls of, Formula One. So I would love to get your opinion on, what does being a fangirl truly mean to you, and how do you think it really empowers women?
So I think that being a fangirl is more than just being a fan and being a girl, you know? It's more than that. It's about loving something so deeply that it inspires you to, I don't know, create a podcast, for example.
Exactly.
Or like go to events and meet people. It motivates you, you know? It's like, it's emotional, it's creative, and it's so powerful for women, because it shows us that women's passions also matter. You know, it's not only about men's passions and loving football and everything. What we like, it's also important. So it empowers us by letting us know that we can love things without feeling shame and turning all this energy into great things.
No, you're so right. You're basically creating a safe, judgment-free zone for fangirls everywhere to love what they love so unapologetically. And I think that is something that is so vital, especially in today's society, right? Like, women are judged for everything that we do, not just for the stuff that we love unapologetically. It's like every single thing we breathe and we get judged for it, right? I think it's so beautiful what you're doing with Born to Fangirl because it's built off of connection. And fangirl culture, like you said, is rooted in connection. So is there a moment for you that you can kind of like look back and think of like, wow, like this is so much bigger than myself, so much bigger than what I am creating with Born to Fangirl, where that connection really stood out for you?
So I feel like there is two key moments for this. One is especially and obviously every time I get a DM of someone yes. telling me that my content has been helping them, or that when they tell me this is so me, or I thought I was the only one. So like those comments from people really helped me realize how yeah. big community can be. And I also realized how big community can be and how welcome you can feel in a space. When I went to the Formula One GP in Barcelona in 2024, because I was like being surrounded by everyone, I was thinking all the time, oh my God, all these people like the same thing as me. Even if yeah. we don't have the same favorite drivers.
Exactly.
We all are here to watch this. And we enjoy being 2 hours sitting down watching cars go by.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah, that's what we enjoy. Yes.
So it was like, okay, community is like so big and it can help you a lot. So yeah, I was amazed, to be honest.
Do you have a really crazy fangirl story that you want to share? Maybe it's from the Barcelona GP that we both were at, actually. We just didn't know yeah. each other at the time, which is so insane. But do you have any crazy like fangirl stories that maybe go back to that connection and community that you just mentioned?
I don't think they are too crazy, you know, but for me, I was always, as a kid, I was always told that I'm really shy. And like, everyone tells me that all the time. And for me, I mean, it's not a crazy history, but just being able to meet people online and then get all together in the same place and not be nervous to meet them because, you know, we like the yeah. same thing. So it was like, maybe I'm not that shy.
No, I think it's also because like the generation that we're in, we just think it's so normal to meet people online and then meet yeah. them in person, you know, because we build these friendships, these long lasting connections that all start because we have something that we both love. And we're like, we just talk about it every single day. And then we plan to go maybe halfway across the world and travel with them after we've only met them once, right? Like, it's all these like crazy, cool things. So no, it's a great fangirl story. And I can't wait to hear more on Born to Fangirl, because you're going to the Big Time Rush concert, correct?
Yeah, in November 30. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's girl. My first ever concert too.
Your first ever concert. Oh my goodness.
I have to say I was waiting for Harry Styles, but since it's taking a long time, yeah. I'm going to give Big Time Rush a chance because they were my favorites as a child. So.
Really? Wait, who was your favorite Big Time Rush like member?
This is so hard because I remember when I started watching, it was James.
Okay, fair.
But then I grew up a little bit and it was Logan. And it was Logan because I always liked, as a kid, like the nerdy guys.
Yeah, no, me
so
too, girl.
He was more in the nerdy
yeah,
side.
No.
And I realized yeah. I liked him more.
Yeah, no, Logan was my favorite from the beginning. Yeah, so yeah. It chalks up. It makes sense for us.
And
so,
he's like, still my favorites.
yeah, no, I'm so excited for you. And I can't wait to hear more about it on Born to Fangirl. So can you give the Radiant Icons a little bit, like a sneak peek of what they can expect from your podcast and kind of like what you have in store for the future of Born to Fangirl?
I mean, we have an exciting year ahead because the Formula One season is going to end pretty soon, to yeah. be honest. I'm going to my first ever concert.
Exactly.
A new 5 Seconds of Summer album. Oh, the last season of Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not for this year, but 5 Seconds of Summer is going on tour.
On tour.
Mm-hmm. And I'm obviously going to try to get tickets. So
of course, I would expect nothing less than for you to try.
I have to try.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to.
We also have like new Marvel movies mm-hmm. on the way. So it's like I have a bunch of things to talk about. There's not going to be a break.
I love it. So you're basically just trying to change the world for fangirls. What is like the big ultimate dream for Born to Fangirl?
I know that changing the whole world is a challenge. But for me, the biggest dream is like to just have a safe space for everyone. And I don't care if you like Formula One, Marvel, Stranger Things, or any other thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I always talk about fangirls, but fanboys are welcome too.
Exactly,
you know?
Yes.
I don't care. As long as we all respect each other. So, like, the biggest dream, apart from building this safe space, it's, like, maybe to change the world, not only for fangirls, but people surrounding fangirls, too. Because I know a lot of people think that we are crazy, we are too obsessed. So if I can make any of these people change their mind and see that we are not crazy, it's, all of this is built by passion, would be amazing.
You're basically redefining what the word fangirl means to you and to the world, right? For the next generation. So let me challenge you a little bit. What does fangirl mean for the next generation?
If I could redefine the word fangirl, I think I would say it just means being someone who loves something so deeply that it's inspired by it, you know? It makes them dream bigger and create whatever and connect with others. Like, no matter what you like, it somehow helps you feel better about yourself.
So what I'm hearing from that definition of fangirl for the next generation is kind of rooted in your core values for your podcast and your community, which are authenticity and fun and inspiration. And it's at the heart of everything that you do, whether it's for Born to Fangirl or your content creation. So which of those values that I just mentioned, so authenticity, fun, and inspiration, has challenged you the most to live by as a fangirl, and which has guided you the most as a fangirl?
I think the one that challenged me the most is inspiration. Basically, I mean, we have already talked about this. I live in Spain and I feel like I don't have any reference to follow. Like, no one surrounding me has achieved a big dream. Mm-hmm. They are always, all of them are comfortable with their lives and not doing crazy things, you know? So I feel like I have to be my own inspiration. I have to take whatever is in my head as a reference and not follow what others do. So inspiration is a big challenge in that case. But community is the one that guides me the most. I have already said, getting DMs all the time, seeing how you can help people, it makes me want to keep doing what I do.
Yeah. And when it gets challenging, right? So as you mentioned, like living in Spain and having these big dreams, like the opportunities may not or are not there as compared to someone in America like myself, right? And obviously there's a big gap there that we as a society or as a world like have to do better in, that because it should not be where, you know, I have more opportunities just because of the country I live in as compared to you, right? Like, that's just not fair. That's not right. Everyone should have equal opportunity no matter where you are from or where you are based. And so when it comes to content creation and starting your own thing and having that inspiration, it's also vulnerable at times, right? Because you're putting your heart, like, out for the world to judge, right? You're putting your most precious thing out there and hoping that people relate to it. And that's great when we get the DMs of people being like, thank you so much for making me feel seen. However, it is hard to keep moving forward. How do you stay grounded and keep believing in your voice when that self-doubt creeps in, which we've briefly touched on, but I think it's a big thing in the world that we live in and what we do. Self-doubt is the thing we all deal with. So how do you deal with it?
We all overthink. We are all overwhelmed. I doubt myself all the time. And I think we all do. It's just that we don't talk about it enough. Mm-hmm. I think I stay grounded and believe in my voice by letting myself feel all that doubt and all that overthinking. You know, I try to push those thoughts away. I think it's normal as humans to feel that way. So at the same time, I let myself feel, but also try to ignore it and just keep believing in what I'm doing and what I dream of, because you can obviously have a bad day, but maybe tomorrow you're going to be super motivated and do all the crazy things you want to do. So you can take a day, two, three, a week, and then come back stronger.
So as you mentioned, we all experience self-doubt, no matter what career field we're in. We are all human. We all experience those feelings or those thoughts of, oh my goodness, like I'm just not good enough, or oh, why is X, Y, and Z opportunity not happening for me? And everything that you said, I completely resonate with. And I feel like our friendship and our working relationship has really pushed us to kind of battle that self-doubt together and really motivate us to keep going when we're not really feeling it. And that has been really healing for me. What has been the most surprising or healing part of this journey for you personally?
So the most surprising part, I think it's been realizing that how much I still love to fangirl. I think as a child, as a kid, I thought that by now I would have changed completely, and it's not. I'm still the same. I still fangirl over the same things that I used to fangirl. So it's like the most surprising part, you know? If my younger self was here, she would be really surprised about this. I also thought that turning this passion into like work would make me hate it at some point.
That's always the fear. Yeah. That is always the fear, yes.
Yeah, I thought I was like going to do all of this and in a couple of months be like,
I'm good, I'm done, it was fun while it lasted type thing.
But after like more than a year of creating content, and even if I feel really overwhelmed sometimes about it and I want to give up, I still love doing all of this. So it's like I'm not going to go anywhere. And talking about all the things that I'm obsessed with and that I love is just so healing to me, because as a kid, I always try to hide what I liked and not let anyone into my inner world. I will never tell anyone that I like Big Time Rush, or like if I wanted to speak about something I like, it was just talking to me, to myself. Even if that sounds crazy.
No, but, not at all, girl, no. But I touch myself all the time.
Like. But it's been so healing to like just not think about that and ignore other people and just do what I want.
I love that, because it reminds me of this quote that I actually have on my vision board. I may have mentioned it maybe two tea time sessions ago, but it's, she needed a hero, so that's what she became. And that's basically what you are becoming for your younger self, right? That felt like she had to hide or shrink herself and all the things that she loved. And I think that's so beautiful. And I can relate to that with my mission for DTBI, for Dare to Be Iconic. So I'm wondering, what would you say to a radiant icon out there that is listening to this right now that can relate to you, that loves something so deeply, whether it's Formula One, a band, a TV show, whatever it is, right? But feels like they have to hide it or tone it down to be taken seriously. What would you tell them?
So I tell them to not hide their passions, because loving something so deeply, even if it can be seen as a weakness, it's something that makes you unique. And you don't have to tone it down to be taken seriously. And I also tell them to really investigate what they love, because for the longest time, I was so lost with what to do with my life. Like, I didn't know what path to take. when I was like 16, 17. And it was right in front of my, you know, of my face. You can literally take being a fangirl as a career. You can do
You really can.
Like, I think we have talked about this. Lately, fangirls are taking over the music industry.
Oh, 1,000%. And you're going to be right there with them. Like, there with them.
And like many people with fan accounts have somehow managed to be social media managers for singers, for bands, for whatever. I'm pretty sure that there are many fangirls working in Formula One at the moment.
Absolutely. So, 1,000%. We changed the face of F1. I will be 1,000% on that. Like, I will die on that hill. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, we are taking over the world. So I just simply tell them to stop hiding and take that passion to do something really powerful that can change the world.
Fangirls are the heart of every industry. And they are working in these high-level positions, really changing the face of it and bringing more fangirls into the mix. So I absolutely love how we're taking over. And seeing your journey from even when we first started working together to now, it's just so inspiring. And I'm so honored to be a part of it and hear everything that's going on. Because I've known about Born a Fangirl for a while, Radiant Icons. So I knew.
You have helped too, so.
Oh my God. Well, of course, anything for you. You helped me so much.
I have to give you rights.
Stop, no, oh my God, no. But you've helped so much with DTBI, so I'm just honored that I get to be here for your Born to Fangirl journey. And hearing everything that you've said, I want to end with this last question because I just think it's so beautiful to look at the growth from little baby Leire to now. What would you tell her? What would you tell her on this journey?
If I could talk with my younger self and tell her what I'm doing now, first of all, she wouldn't believe me. Because as a kid, even if I was a fangirl, I wanted to be a hairdresser.
I saw that on your broadcast channel. I said, girl, what? I did not expect that.
No idea why. I just wanted to be a hairdresser. And so she wouldn't believe me. She would be like, you are crazy. Shut up. That's not true. But yeah, at the same time, I also wanted to be famous for some reason, but it's like, I have no artistic talent. How could I do that? You know?
I think we all wanted to be famous because of Hannah Montana. Like, let's be so real. Like, Hannah Montana made us feel like we could be living the best of both worlds, which I think, honestly, our generation is. Like, are you kidding me?
No, and I used to dance, so it was like, I want to be her backup dancer.
As you should, wait, period.
Yeah, so like she wouldn't believe me at all. And I think she wouldn't believe me also because I already said I was really shy. So she would be like, there's no way you are putting yourself in front of a camera and telling everyone about your life. Like, no way. So if I could, I would tell her to not be scared of change.
Yeah.
You know, because life can change so fast.
Girl.
And
preach.
I know you know. I know you know.
Yep.
So yeah, I would tell myself to not be scared and to embrace that change because that change is what made me be here today. So I tell her to just keep fangirling, to keep putting posters everywhere she wants. Keep buying Kinder Joys like I'm doing now to get like those Stranger Things things. So yeah, I just would tell her to keep being herself and not be so scared of everything and just ignore what other people think, say, or sometimes they don't even say it. I'm just overthinking and thinking
that
they
are. I feel that.
You know? So I would just stop myself from being that insecure.
Yeah. Just tell her to dare to be iconic like she's been doing.
Exactly. Exactly.
I lied. I have one more question for you. This is a curveball. So we talked about your younger self, right? And how she would not believe you whatsoever. And you would tell her, girl, keep on fangirling. Who is, I'm so excited. Who is your dream client to work with? It could be Formula One. It could be a band, a show, whatever it is.
Oh my God.
Your dream client that younger you would have actually like scream, cried, throwed up about. Like,
no, if it was my younger self, they would have said Big Time Rush.
Period.
Straight. Like, not even think about it. Or even like the Jonas Brothers. Maybe.
Oh my god, okay. And who would...
Joe Jonas was my first crush.
Really? Oh, wait, okay, I was a Nick girl. Yeah. I was a Nick girl. Oh, no. No, I know. But now, Joe, I see all the Jonas Brothers. Because again, I wasn't a big Joe Bros girl. Like, I love them, but One Direction will always have my heart.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. One thing about Amanda, she'll always talk about One Direction. But I see the things of Joe, like the TikToks of him. I go,
yeah, there's so many edits of, like, the one of him kneeling down in front of the...
Like the cowboy hat? Have you seen the cowboy hat one?
Yeah.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Oh, God, he's so good looking. Divorce did him really good. Really good. So the Jonas Brothers.
We're getting this conversation is going somewhere else.
No, it's okay. I love it. I mean, like, why not? It's fangirling at its finest. So the Jonas Brothers and Big Time Rush for younger you. Okay, what about you now? And I think I already know this answer, but for the Radiant Icons who don't know, please share.
Are you sure you know? Is it maybe because I talk about him every day?
Yes, absolutely. Your husband. Duh.
I mean, I have two husbands right now.
Well, girl, of course. We have to.
Or maybe
we have
more than two.
As you should, though. You should have seen little baby Amanda telling everyone at Catholic school who her husbands were. I had, like, everyone was my husband. And I still have that to this day. So I understand. It's okay. No judgment. But I do think I know. Harry. Good.
What? Sorry?
Pedro and Harry, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah, see? I know you.
If you go to my Instagram or TikTok, it's all... Like, I'm going down on TikTok, and it's like, a Pedro edit, next one, a Harry edit, next one, Pedro edit, and it's like, over and over again.
No, if people saw our TikTok messages, or our Insta messages, honestly, any of them, they'll be like... Wait, do you know the TikTok where it's like you and your best friend, they read the group chat in court and they automatically like arrest you or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Us. Because.
Totally. So yeah, if I could work with any of them, like if I just got an email of saying, do you want to work with, I will be like, yeah.
Absolutely. Like I
don't care about the money. I don't care if I got I have to go to the other side of the planet.
World, yeah.
I don't care. I will spend all my money on that.
No, literally me. Literally, yeah, no, I understand. For me, this is so fun. I would always say I would drain my life savings to see One Direction again. Like I said that till I was blue in the face. It unfortunately will never happen. I would have done anything for that. So
I know.
I guess for me, the next one would be like Lando Norris, like Formula One, which I guess is true because
we have to do something with Lando. Like Born to Fangirl and Dare to be Iconic has to do something with Lando.
Absolutely. Sign me up.
Send this to him.
Yes. Actually, can we? Should we? I think we should.
I
think we should. Lando Norris, if you're listening to Dare to Be Iconic, because you know you want to be on Dare to Be Iconic and you want to be on Born to Fangirl, make sure to email us. Thank you so much.
Yeah, please.
All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, to leave a rating, a review, to tell your friends about us, to tell everyone and anyone, because you know we love what? More Radiant Icons in our iconic community of ours. Oh, Radiant Icons, I'm never going to get tired of saying that, but I'm also never going to get tired of saying thank you. Thank you, Leire, for coming on Dare to Be Iconic and spilling the tea about Born to Fangirl. I absolutely love the Born to Fangirl podcast. I mean, honestly, your podcast lineup, Radiant Icons, just got even more iconic. Like, hello. So you need to subscribe to both of them. You just have to. But anyway, thank you, Leire, for spilling the tea with us today and coming on Dare to Be Iconic and sharing your heart and sharing your truth and your passion for fangirling. And I also want to say thank you for being a part of Dare to Be Iconic's very, very small, but very iconic team. Thank you for sharing your talents with me and with the Radiant Icons. I am forever grateful for you, and I'm so happy you are on my team. Now, enough with the mushy-gushy, because I'm about to cry. Let's talk about something. Well, that's not emotional, or maybe it is emotional. I don't know. You know I love to cry, Radiant Icons. But anyway, maybe I won't be crying about Vegas. So next week, Radiant Icons, we are spilling the tea on all my preparations for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. I truly can't believe, I can't believe those words actually came out of my mouth and into this microphone. Like, it has been months and months in the making, and I can't believe that it's finally coming to fruition. The reason why I'm going to Vegas is because of your love and support for myself and Dare to Be Iconic. So I just have to say, first off, thank you so much for being here and supporting me and supporting DTBI. Like, that is the reason why I get to do really cool shit and then come back here on this very podcast and spill the tea about my experiences and the lessons I learn from those experiences that I get to go on with you guys. I get to do it because of you. So thank you. And I can't wait. I truly can't wait to bring you on this very chaotic, very unhinged, and very, very iconic trip to Vegas. Because if there's one thing I know, is that this Amanda right here, speaking to you on this mic, this Amanda is ready for Vegas. Miami Grand Prix Amanda, she definitely was not ready for Vegas. But this Amanda, the Amanda that I have become in my Radiant Reign era, is ready to take Vegas by storm. And honestly, all you single men that are in Vegas, woo! Lord, I pray for you. I pray for you because you are not ready for Hurricane Amanda. My interns call it the Amanda effect. And you already know, Radiant Icons, that I will be not only securing the free drinks, I will be documenting and capturing every iconic moment. And every iconic moment will be first on TikTok. So make sure to follow me on there. Okay, TikTok is my best friend on travel because I'm able to just tell y'all shit in the moment. And well, for any live update, you want to be on TikTok, and then you want to be here on December 3rd for my full recap of everything that is Vegas. But honestly, I'm scared for the men in Vegas. I mean, no, I'm not scared for them. They should be scared of me because Hurricane Amanda is coming and she's securing those free drinks and she's being sexy, single, and iconic because maybe I'll walk away with a husband. Who knows? Who knows? But I deserve it. I deserve it because I'm the prize. Like we talked about in Dating Dilemmas, we're the prize, Radiant Icons. Don't you forget it. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. I'll chat with y'all next week. Remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. Bye.